This is episode 1016. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. How are you today? I hope you are doing well as you get ready to complete the final episode in our 7-part meditation series this week, as we've focused on the brain-heart connection. And we've focused mostly on being heart-centered. And we discovered throughout this series how the heart feels its own way uniquely from the rest of your organs, especially uniquely from the brain, which may surprise you because we think of the brain as controlling our entire system. But in fact, each of the organs has its own control center. And so your heart can feel and react and absorb things in a different way than your brain. And so throughout this week, we've explored all of that. Now, if you're just joining us and you're thinking, oh no, I missed all of this, don't worry. You can jump in on any meditation episode without having listened to the previous episodes in the series. What we do here on the podcast is we focus on one theme throughout the week. That way you can really master it. And so our theme, as I mentioned this week, is being heart-centered, the brain-heart connection. And in particular, what we have explored in each episode is a special technique from the Heart Math Institute. And the Heart Math Institute has been around since 1991, and they've done extensive research on how our heart can help us as we reduce stress. And so this is a technique that they recommend anybody can do. It's a simple, easy technique. The only caveat is that you do it for 3 minutes. For you, I know that's easy. 3 minutes is no problem for you. So I'm going to be sharing this technique with you in today's episode. And I want to mention that being the final episode of our 7-part series, I want you to consider what worked well for you this week as you've explored different techniques, because I've layered a few of my own techniques that I share each day onto the Heart Math Institute technique. So we did an affirmation, we did a breathing technique, we did a mudra, we focused on a chakra. These are all the previous episodes that you can listen to. So if you've been listening to this series, think about what worked well for you. And you may want to write that in a journal so you can keep track of these techniques that are helping you manage stress, helping you feel more heart-centered and loving. And then think about what didn't work so well. Maybe it surprised you. Maybe you tried something that you thought was really going to help you, and you noticed that you didn't get the greatest results. So just take note of that. Or maybe as you went about the week and you were focusing on being heart-centered and loving, maybe you had some upsetting situations. Maybe there was a lot of drama going on for you this week. Whatever it was, just notice what triggered you, how you responded, and what worked well for you or what didn't work so well. Remember, this is all information that you can take in to your day. It's not as though you have to make instantaneous progress right away the moment you sit down and do any kind of technique. Sometimes certain techniques might not resonate well with you, or you might be going through something in your life that is a little more challenging and it's harder for you to focus or to really grasp particular concepts if you're just not feeling open to them. So just honor where you are. We all begin this slow down journey in our own way. So I'm Mary Meckley, and as I mentioned, I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast, and the techniques are customized around the weekly theme. Well, this week has been different in that we're doing the same exact technique from the HeartMath Institute in each episode. So I want to guide you through that, and then I want you to take this with you into your meditation today or into your day, because remember, you don't necessarily have to sit down and meditate to do these techniques. You can do them as you go about your day. So it's up to you if you want to sit down and do the technique. That is the best way. That's the way I recommend. But I know that if you're brand new to meditation, you might not really be ready to sit down and really focus and go into a meditation. So just try some of the techniques as you're going about your day and see how that works. Eventually, you're going to come to a state where you want more. I've seen this happen with people time and time again. If you force it, chances are you might not have the greatest experience, so then you're going to give up completely on meditation, thinking you're just not cut out for it. But if you just go about your day and do these techniques here and there and start to notice results, then you're going to think, you know what? What would I do if I sat down and I meditated and I did a technique? What would that be like? And then you'll do it and you'll start to notice, oh, wow, I felt really relaxed and peaceful. And then you'll sit for longer periods of time. You'll try more techniques. And then that's just how it all begins. So allow yourself this grace period to emerge into a meditation ritual at your own pace. And if you are already there, take these techniques that I share on the podcast and make your meditation even more dynamic. Now I want to share with you one more thing before I share the technique with you today. The very final episode of any series, I offer you a challenge. That challenge is for you to get outside, to meditate outside, especially if you could do a walking meditation. That means you go out and you walk not for fitness, you're walking for your emotional, spiritual fitness. That means you're walking gently, calmly, absorbing your environment, feeling interconnected, and doing the techniques as you walk. This is an amazing way to take your meditations to the next level. And soon you start to see your day-to-day walks from here and there in a different way. So try that. If you can't get outside for a walking meditation, then at the very least, open up a window or door and see what it feels like to connect with nature that way. Okay, so that's your challenge. Get outside and meditate today. Now, the final episode of the HeartMath Institute meditation technique to open up your heart. Here it goes. As you sit down to meditate and you close your eyes, always keeping your eyes uplifted, this keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. And then you relax the different areas of your body. And then, as you go into your meditation, bring your awareness to your heart center. Right at your heart, if you're into chakras, this is your fourth chakra, right at your heart. The color is green. The element is air. It's expansive, opening up. And as you focus on your heart, inhale and exhale, gently breathing for 5 counts. So you'll do this for 5 counts. This will relax your body. And then focus on someone you love or a location you love or something that you love that makes you feel inspired and great. And then send out your love to others, to those around you. This is the technique. Take it into your meditation, doing it for at least 3 minutes, focusing on your breath for 5 rounds, and then bringing your awareness to someone you love, opening up your heart, and then sharing your love and gratitude with others. If you'd like to be guided in a meditation where I guide you through this technique for half an hour, I do that at a membership site I have where I share a guided meditation every day, and that's at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you can receive access to over 1,000 meditations and a Facebook group of meditators just like you, as well as a journal to go a little deeper into each week's series, and a guide with all the techniques organized nicely for you. So if you want this kind of support, and maybe you just want some guidance, I offer that there at sipandom.com. But take this technique as you're listening to this episode right now and try it out. Do it, focusing on your breath for 5 rounds, then focusing on someone or something or some place you love, and then sending out your love and gratitude. I have so enjoyed sharing this series with you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.